Hello, I'm Dan Roberts, producer of Youth Speaks Out. Laytonville Healthy Start Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project continues to sponsor Youth Speaks Out as it has for the past 4 years. Their Environmental Protection Strategies in the Community Project, also known as EPIC, is funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Laytonville Healthy Start is turning 20 years old this year and has received and distributed many grants for many programs in the Laytonville and Northern Mendocino County communities. One of these projects is called the Laytonville Healthy Start Summer Program. They serve children 5 to 11 years old 3 days a week and have hired 16 teenagers from the Laytonville community to work with them. Funding comes in part from the County of Mendocino Office of Child Abuse Prevention Grant, Laytonville Unified School District, donations made by parents, program fees, they charge $40 per child on a sliding scale, and from Healthy Start's General Fund for Youth Programs. Regular listeners to Youth Speaks Out know that the project, headed by Jamis Shields Spence, is extremely proactive in serving the needs of the local youth. I visited the summer program last week and recorded teenagers and staff talking about what they provide for the children. At the end of each day, the teen and adult staff sit in a circle and describe how the day's events went, talking about successes and where they needed improvements. The teenagers take their jobs seriously and are paid minimum wage, which is a great deal in an area that has very few job opportunities for youth. Their work experience will help them get jobs in the future, while providing a positive service for the young children and their parents in Northern Mendocino County. We will start by hearing from the end of the day circle. Then we will hear a recording I made with three of the teenagers, Talia, Kerna, and Izzy, discussing what they do and what the Healthy Start Summer Program has taught them. We'll begin here with Jamis Shields Spence opening the work discussion.
I just want to start off by saying I'm really glad to have Dan Roberts here. He's somebody who I've known for a very long time. I was one of the first hosts of Youth Speaks Out when I was in high school, and I've been thinking about the opportunities that are available in this community to youth, and Healthy Start didn't exist when I was in high school, so there were other opportunities. If you wanted to get involved, you could get involved in. And when I was approached about doing youth radio, I was kind of scared at first, but it really opened up some really interesting doors in my life. And it's one of the things that when I think about where I am today, I can give credit to being a part of the show, working with Dan. Because when I think about our development, I think about like building blocks. You know, we start off, you know, we come into this world, we're kind of like a blank slate. We haven't really figured out who we are and what we're going to become. And, you know, our families can influence us positively, negatively. The schools can influence us in different ways. Our community can be an influence. And so this is part of the process. You know, you guys being able to be a part of this program can help with your development. You know, putting this on your resume, putting this on a college application, this job can get you things that you may not have ever been able to get because you took the opportunity to do it. So anyway, I'm really glad that he's here. He's gonna be recording our meeting just to get kind of a flavor for the show. And then afterwards, those of you who are interested, I would love to have you join Dan at the table. So who wants to start? What worked today at the program? What didn't work? Feedback? Thanks, Nick.
I noticed you could be more strict with the kids and they'll listen better. But today was actually a pretty good day. The language is still a problem. You know, they're still using bad language. I had to bring to you at one point of the day. Overall, it was pretty good.
It was an all right day. That they like to get really intense, I guess. I don't know. And sometimes I'll just get that feeling. I'm like, no, that's not okay. And then just like straight down and get on them about it. But then they'll stop eventually. Just the cussing needs to stop, though. Okay.
We had some new kids today. We had a lot of kids, so it was a little bit rowdier, I think. A little more hard to contain them, but it was okay. One of the kids, the other day, likes, you kind of like spit on other kids from spitting, so that was a little bit of a problem. So, yeah, I had to take it one of my starters and tell him he can't do it anymore. So I thought it was an okay day.
Today was pretty good. We had two extra new kids, but a few of them weren't here, so it kind of evened it out. Today was pretty good. Some of the kids that weren't doing super well, like behaviorally, started getting a bit better today. Like we separated them and they started acting a bit better. But yeah, wasn't.
Today it was actually. I must say this was one of the better days. So there's a couple girls in our group that are just really good friends. Like there's one of the new girls is really good friends with one of the other girls, and I almost had to separate them during the name thing. I almost had to separate them, but I didn't because I threatened it a couple times and they just stopped afterwards. And then the boys, they're not as bad as the girls. I'd say that most of the bad behavior is on the girls' side. The boys, they can get a little rowdy at times, but that's the only bad behavior that I noticed with them. During water station, a girl didn't want to participate in the game, and I gave her one chance. If she wanted to play, she could play. And I said, if you don't want to play, you're just going to go to JAMA. And she instantly was like, no, I'm going to play.
Today was good. A lot of the boys that were not so good in the other days got a lot better today. They did pretty good in a lot of the stations that they're not so good in a lot of the time. But they still need to work on their lining up skills. They're always out of line and messing around, and they just don't really listen to us when they're in line. So.
Today was pretty good. We had a couple new boys in the group, my brother included, and being in my group, kind of made him settle down, you know, and then his best friend Cade joined the group too, so he wasn't as upset, whining for my mom. And then we had one boy in our group who was pretty misbehaved around me, but was good around the other teen staff. And towards the end of the day, like Corona said, he was misbehaving. He was running in the parking lot away from us when we were trying to take him to the bathroom. He was spitting on his people in this group, and he was just would not listen. He was hanging on our teen staff's arms when we were politely trying to get him to stop, you know, and then we had to kind of get a little strict with him, and he kind of shaped up. And one time we had to threaten him to go and talk to you, you know, and you walked by, you know what I mean. But all in all, today was a good day, so.
I feel like I had a good day, mainly because of the fact during lunch, when the food was being brought out, when I was serving it to everyone, I started like asking them, like, will you say please, thank you, I tried to get them manners. And then after I started serving more, they all kind of like caught on, they started saying please and thank you. So I feel like that was really good. I felt good about that they started learning their manners. And yeah, it was a pretty good day. We didn't really have many like bad spots where kids were like really acting out. They were lining up good. Out in the field right out in front, we played a game and they all had really fun. There was like one person who sat out, but they were playing with other things and stuff. But yeah, it was a pretty good day.
Kids were just the tops. A little push-in thing and you guys took care of it with the stylus.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
During lunch, a couple of kids, like, they ate peppers. They tried it and they liked it, so I gave them more. And this one girl, she was just, like, sitting there just eating her pepper, like, chowing it down. And overall, it was good.
I want to comment on the peppers. That was a great idea. Every kid in my group loved the peppers.
Mm-hmm. Our kids do not like them.
The little kids ate pepper after pepper after pepper.
Yeah. They forced them to try it. They forced them, and they didn't even like it. Like they bit it, and they were like, ew, and then they didn't eat any more.
I just loved it. Everyone just kept going. It was a great idea.
Okay, so we had two new kids today. They were both boys, and they weren't the ones doing the spitting. They were both great, and the kid that did spit, he only spit once, and it was water, but we stopped it. And it was at the end of the day, so. Like all day or anything, and he also started to run away from us. We had to like call him back, But other than him, everyone else was great, and the day was perfect.
We have a good day. We have a little problem with, like, hitting a little bit, like, today.
But it wasn't hitting.
It was, like, kind of pushing a little bit. But other than that, they were good. They've just been, like, getting a little bit rowdier. Like, I can feel them, like, getting used to us and, like, being more comfortable around us. So, yeah.
Today was a good day. The kids, like, they're starting to grab the food out of the bowls when I'm trying to serve them. They're like, oh, let me do it. I'm like, no, I'm the staff. I'm supposed to serve you. But, yeah, that's not that much of a problem. Well, it never has been a problem up until today, so I don't think it'll last very long. But today was a good day. Yeah.
And the kids are definitely getting way more comfortable and, like, used to us, especially the little ones, so they know us better. So they're like, oh, I can do what I want. I can go run over here. They'll let me. But so you have to, like, keep a good eye on them because they're getting more used to us. And there were two little problems. Like, they were talking about outside, there was a kid in front and one of the other kids cut in front of him and, like, pushed him out of the way, and the kids got his feelings hurt, and, like, we, like, disciplined the other kid that pushed him. We were trying to punish him, not punish him, but, like, tell him that that was wrong, and he got really upset that we were getting mad at him. And so, like, everybody else went inside and I stayed out and talked to him by himself. And I was like, I know you think we're mad at you, but we're not mad at you. We just had to make sure everybody's safe and everybody's okay. And he really hurt that kid's feelings. He felt like you were being mean. And so I got him inside and I gave him a snack and we went and apologized to the other kid. And then there was another case where this other girl was like, I can draw better than you. Like, you can't draw those, but I can draw all this. And the kid was like, she hurt my feelings. And so we had to get her to apologize too. Other than that, they were good again.
Overall, today was pretty great. They were a lot louder than usual, but they were much less, like, physically rowdy, and they were much more, like, attentive to what we were trying to say to them. Like, if we said, like, straighten up in line, they'd actually pay attention instead of just totally ignoring us. There was one minor mishap when they were talking so loud that they couldn't hear us telling them to be quiet, and it got to the point that, like, we had to pull Jaima into the mix, and yeah, but other than that, it was a good day.
Today was pretty good. The kids were all acting well for most of the day. They really like arts and crafts. That seems like one of their favorites. Towards the end of the day, they started to fall apart a little bit since they're the youngest groups. They're not always used to being away from their parents for so long. Mm. But other than that, they were good today.
So before I go to the adults for feedback, I'm just curious. This is our second week. We, you know, when we went through the training, we, you know, did a survey about how you guys were feeling before we jumped into this. And so kind of like mid-program, just want to go around the room really quick, you know, 1 to 2 words or maybe just a quick sentence. You know, how are you feeling compared to how you felt the first week of the training when you hadn't even jumped in yet?
I'm still feeling strong about it.
I'm feeling comfortable.
Yeah, me too. Comfortable.
Yeah, I'm feeling good, like excited, sort of.
I'm just feeling really, like, I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Feeling good.
Enthusiastic. Great.
Better.
Confident.
Not nervous.
I think the kids like me.
It was good. I feel great.
I feel like I make a good influence.
I feel confident.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling good.
Awesome. Good. All right. Rollo, do you want to tell us how your day went?
Oh, yeah. I think it was really fun out there with the Minesweeper game. I really appreciate you teen staff participating. Big props to Damien for helping the kids figure out the patterns, helping them along with that. That was a fun game. It worked really well. Group one was hard because they're so small. We did it once through, and I could tell they were over it. So it was back to the playground for Lava Monster, and that was, you know, it's always a blast going to the playground. It's hard for them to not have fun at the playground. So if in doubt, playground out. But thanks for you know, participating. That was great.
Today was really good. We kind of did the same thing as yesterday. Everyone seems to like the bacon game a lot. We did play Capture the Flag with one group. I don't really remember what three. That was a good one. Everyone seemed to like that game. I do want to mention, though, group four, they have the smallest group, and they are the most entertaining to watch playing Capture the Bacon. they get so into it, even the teen staff, and it's just like so, I love watching them play. It's the most entertaining thing. I mean, yeah, they are older, so they get it a little better, but it is just, thank you guys for participating with your group and really going all out with it, because it gets intense. But yeah.
So I had a really good day today too. We have to kind of adjust a little bit when we're sharing a time, because truthfully, you know, 35 minutes or whatever it is not that long. And I wanted to say that one of the things that I really observed is one of the library ladies is a little older, and she started moving a little bit slower, and the teen staff in those groups, especially as the day wore on, people were really, really understanding and patient about that. And that's a really important thing, is to know that, you know, it is like this big circle, you know, you start as the baby and people got to help you, and then you're this old person. Sometimes it's a little difficult, even when you're trying to just kind of make it normal. So that's why I chose to be in the last two groups. I decided to just be in that group. I'm really enjoying doing the nutrition thing, and it's kind of surprised me how interested the kids have been. They want to talk about it. They want to ask questions about it. So it's been a really good experience, and a lot of that is because of the attitude of the teen staff that's there, you know? It's interesting for me, because it's my fourth year, to remember some of you attending and having issues with you, and now you're the one saying, well, I just had to tell them so many times to sit down. It's like, yeah, just like we did for you.
How does it feel?
But it is. That's how life works, you know? You grow up and you start to realize that, that's why they kept on me about that. You know, things run smoother if I would listen, those kinds of things. So it's really great working with all of you, and thank you for the support you've been giving me too.
Okay, I want to just tell you guys that since this is our second week, I've seen a lot of you really mature and step up to the plate, and it just seems like it's been longer, because the first days you guys were a little rowdy yourselves, and now you guys are more focused and setting the better example. So I'm really proud of you guys, and I'm really glad that they were eating the red peppers and that you guys liked them too. And I just hope that you can keep up on them washing their hands before they eat. That's a big deal. And so thanks, you guys.
So I just want to say that we've been having some various people just kind of walk through the program who are either connected with us or the schools or parents or whoever, and it's been nothing but positive feedback from people who are, you know, coming in from the outside, just stopping in for 10, 15 minutes just to kind of check things out. Some of the guests who've been coming in, you know, to work with you guys have given nothing but positive feedback. So kudos to you, you know, that. And I'm very proud of you, because that's a great reflection of this program, Healthy Start, the things we do here in the community. When people can just walk in here, spend 10 minutes observing you guys and knowing that what you're doing is good and right, it makes me feel good. So thank you for that. And pat yourself on the back. You guys are doing really a tremendous job, you know? Good job.
My name's Talia. I'm going into sophomore year.
My name's Karina. I'm also going into 10th grade.
My name's Izzy, and I am going to be a junior.
I work with 6 to 8 year olds.
I work with 8 and 9 year olds, and there are 4 stations each day, and every group of kids goes around each station. But each of the stations is, one is in the field with Rolo, and we all play like different sort of like field games, like sports or like capture the flag and stuff like that. And the second station is typically like water games with like kiddie pools and stuff like that. And there's like, you can do your nails or your hair. And then the third one is arts and crafts. And the last one is like learning about healthy foods with Beth.
Yeah, so our group does like a different rotation we all end up doing the same stations just at different times. Like she was saying that you do Waterworld like the second station, right? Well, we do it last, you know, but it works because everyone still gets a chance to do everything.
So how many kids are there all together that come, more or less?
We usually have like from 8 to 12 kids every day because some don't show up every day. I think today we had like 10 or something like that. But
In our group we have 10. But I don't know how many there are like all together.
You just talking about the 8 or 10 is just your group? So there's maybe 40 or 50?
Yeah, something around there. I have about, like, I'll sign in, there's like 14 kids in my group, mm-hmm. but a lot of the time, like, three or four of them don't come, or like, two or all of them will come in one day. Like, it depends, because mm-hmm. it's not every day every kid comes.
Are there times when you end up teaching them stuff and describe some of the things that you've taught to a kid?
Some of them have tried like new foods and stuff, sort of like that, or like new games maybe, or like how to draw cool pictures or stuff like that.
One of my kids thought an egg was a fruit, so we had to explain to him that's not what it is. So that was one of them, but sometimes they're just kind of funny, but.
I don't know, I can't really think of anything that, like, I've taught them. They're pretty smart. They surprise me every day with how smart they are and, like, how much they know. There's one kid in our group, and he just explains everything. Like, we'll be talking about something. Like, I think earlier we were talking about stars, and he just went into this, like, five-minute conversation about how stars are, like, this like super super small and they're just like balls of fire, and like sometimes he knows what he's talking about and sometimes he doesn't, but he just talks no matter what, and like sometimes it's a problem, but most of the time it's interesting to hear how they piece everything together that they've heard to like make almost like an explanation of everything.
Yeah, and I hear some of the kids explain things to each other. It's usually right, or like simple things, but sometimes you're like, that's not right,
yeah.
Things like that. I don't know.
What do you guys personally get out of it? Think for a second and just describe. I mean, I know you're getting paid, and that's part of it, and describe that. And, you know, are you helping the community? It's things like that.
I feel like we are. I feel like I've learned how to deal with the kids better, and I've learned to have patience and things like that.
Yeah, like you've learned to how to work with kids, but also how to be in a work environment and stuff mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, and it's nice just giving the kids like a place to hang out over the summer, because a lot of kids live like far away in the mountains or stuff like that, where they can't really hang out with their friends throughout the week. So it's nice to have them, you know, have something to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to, like, have them learn new things or have fun.
So you went to Camp Winter Rainbow, eh?
Yeah.
So compare this and contrast it to Camp Winter Rainbow.
Well, Camp Rainbow is, like, overnight and stuff. It's a lot longer. And I think here, I feel like there are a lot younger kids here. Like, overall, Camp Rainbow, most of the kids are a little bit older. Like, there are some younger kids, but most of them are older. And, I don't know, I think it's...
Some of the things are, like, the same. Like, you go through different, not, like, classes necessarily, like, but,
rotations.
Like, different rotations. And you help them, you know, like, eat food and snacks and stuff like that. And just, like, hang out with them a lot. So it's kind of like being a teen staff at Camp Rainbow, but it's a bit younger kids.
There's a lot more, like, activities and, like, choices at Camp Rainbow. Which is nice sometimes, but sometimes it's a little bit, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, it's
on the
more
kids.
Like teaching things at Camp Rainbow rather than playing games and stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never been to Camp Rainbow.
Both of you guys were?
Yeah.
Both mm-hmm. of you?
Yeah.
Describe what you personally learned at Camp Rainbow.
When I went there, I was super young. I think one of the really cool things is you make a lot of new friends there.
I think the whole just kind of environment there is really friendly. And so you meet a new bunch of new kids, and they have all different kinds of classes, like stilts and tightrope and clown acts and things like that they'll teach you.
Yeah, and like Laytonville is such a small town, you don't really get like a huge diversity of people.
Yeah.
But in Camp Rainbow, everyone's super different, and it's yeah. nice to meet like really different people rather than just in Laytonville, mm-hmm. you know.
And Camp Rainbow, is a lot of the activities are challenging you, right?
Yeah.
And with some the stilts yeah. and the tightrope, I mean, that's pretty challenging, seems to me. So do you get to challenge the young kids here?
I don't think it's quite as much of a challenge. A lot of the kids seem to be really into the games and things that we play here, and I don't think it's hard on some of them. Sometimes they just don't want to play, but I don't think it's ever really hard on them or something.
Yeah, like maybe like it could be challenging to learn to like share, like work with other
yeah.
people, but not necessarily like the exact things we teach them. It's more easy.
I've seen some of them like have to come out of their comfort zones or like talk to the other kids, or like when we do the games in here in Howard Hall, like the story time one or stuff, having to talk, you know, just out of their comfort zone and stuff. I think it's a little challenging for them, but.
Yeah, we don't really like focus on teaching them, more just having fun. Like, we plan activities that they can do, and like, yeah, they learn how to do some of them, but it's mostly like, if like today we were playing tic-tac-toe outside at Arts and Crafts, and some of them didn't know how to play tic-tac-toe, so they learned how. But it's not about teaching them more than just their activities that they can do, that we already know that they can do most likely, and so they can be entertained by it and have fun.
What kind of training did you have to learn how to do what you're doing?
There was training like dealing with kids who didn't want to do stuff, or like if they didn't want to eat food, or if they were homesick and stuff like that. We kind of learned how to deal with that. And then there was other
conflicts between the
yeah.
kids.
And then there was other training, just like basic stuff like filling out a timesheet or like making sure your binder's all together and stuff like that.
What's your binder?
It like holds all the information of each of the kids and like
the roster.
The rotations and stuff like that.
Pretty much we just talked about how to deal with conflicts and like what to do if it gets out of hand. And
so what was it that you learned?
What
do you do if things start to get out of hand?
Well, if they start to get really out of hand, we take them to Jema, and then she'll talk to them and say, if you keep disturbing everyone else, yeah, like you're gonna have to go home. So that's pretty much the most extreme, but if not, we try and
like understand where they're coming from and stuff,
mm-hmm. and like work it out, because I think they talked about that punishing kids for being bad isn't as
like catching them when they're good.
Yeah, so it's more about focusing on the good behavior that they do. Like, we have a star system. If they help clean up, or if they do something like really kind or something, we'll give them a star and they can get a prize at the end of the week with their stars. So it's a good reward system instead of focusing more on the bad things that they do, focus more on the good things that they do.
And I think the star system also inspires the other kids to do better. When they see other kids get rewarded for doing something good, they want to do that also, so they can get the reward or whatever.
And so what reward do you, each of you, personally get out of this?
I just like seeing the kids have fun, mostly.
Yeah.
Like, if we're all, like, playing a game or something, and you can, like, look back and see that everyone's, like, smiling and running around, then that's personally very rewarding.
Yeah, it's really sweet to see all the kids, like, help each other out and stuff. And they're super nice to each other. It's really sweet and stuff. But
mm-hmm. I think it's interesting to get to know like each and every one of them, because they're so different and like they're so smart and nice to each other and stuff, and they all want to talk about how they like Star Wars or how they have a pet dog or something. They all want to talk about it, and it's really fun to hear it all, you know? And they're really cute.
Yeah. Talk about getting paid.
Like how we, like how much we get paid, or
stuff like that.
I think we get paid $10.50 an hour.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then usually at the end of the week we get paid, but we're getting paid a bit later because Jam is something. She's on vacation or something. But yeah, it's not a big part of why I do it, but it's an added plus.
Yeah, I mean, getting paid is nice.
Well, it seems like a really cool thing because where else could you guys get a job right now? What would you guys be doing if you weren't doing this? How would you spend these hours that you're working with the kids? What else would you be doing?
My main goal this summer was to get a job, so I'd probably get a job somewhere else. But I have, like, reflected on this in the past, and I like working here, so if I would have gotten a job at, like, a coffee shop or something, I probably wouldn't be having as much fun as I am here and learning the, like, skills that I am. It would be skills, obviously, but it would be, like, a different set of skills. And I like working with the kids, so it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, it was a nice job to get because, like, when we were in school and stuff, they told us about it, and they told us about, like, the good opportunities it was, like, with working with younger kids and, like, how many other doors it opened, kind of, which is really nice. But, like, if I wasn't doing this, I don't know, I'd probably just be, like, at home or at my friend's house or something like that.
Probably hang out with friends or going to the river and stuff like that. But
it's nice also because it's only 3 days of the week that we do it, so there's still tons of extra room in the summer to do other stuff. Which is nice, too.
Yeah, it's a really, like, it's a very mellow job.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah. It doesn't get hectic when kids act up?
No, I mean, it's just, like, it's mellow because I like it, and then it's not, like,
too demanding or whatever.
Well,
if Jayma kind of said, she's like, I'm paying you to have fun, which is...
Yeah, like, everyone's very nice and understanding, and it's not like
sometimes it's a little stressful with the kids, but usually you can solve it pretty well and it doesn't get too crazy.
It's not very stressful. I think that's what I'm saying.
It isn't that stressful.
And everyone I'm working with now I've been friends with for a while, like before, so it's not like I'm like having to deal with a bunch of new people. Like all my other teen staff I work with I've already known before, so it's easy to work with them.
How many weeks is the program going to go on?
3 more, I think.
Yeah, right? I think it's 5 weeks long in total, and we're on the second week. So,
yeah,
3 more weeks,
I think. There should be,
Describe what you did today. Give it just a few details.
We get here around 10:30, and we all set up all the stuff in the stations, and then we get in a circle and talk about, like, what's going to go on at each of the stations, and then we go back to our little, like, areas in the hall, and we wait for the kids to show up. And we just kind of go around the stations and have fun and talk to them and play games. And then we all sit down again, and they'll go home.
Yeah, we kind of, when they first get there, they really like to just, like, color on the tables and, like, get it beat, but they get to color on the tables and stuff and have snack. And you kind of go around each rotation and hang out. There's a lot of time between, like, passing periods and, like, sometimes to, like, play games and stuff like that. Little things, but, yeah.
Our first station is Arts and Crafts. And so we were doing, like, chalk art, like, on the sidewalk. And that was really fun. They were doing, like, tic-tac-toe and stuff. And I was drawing pictures with the kids on the sidewalk, and then our second rotation was a nutritional snack with Beth, which I always find really interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, I think one time she did how to make your own soda, like a healthy soda, And it was cool because she used like juice and carbonated water. And I thought I really saw an impact on the kids.
Yeah, me too.
Because they realized how bad it was. Like she had how much sugar is in juice and then how much sugar is in soda. And the kids were like, oh my gosh, it's so much different, because it is. And we don't realize how unhealthy it is for you. And so I think it's really cool that like she, maybe the kids aren't gonna like go home and make a healthy soda like right away, but they might tell their parents about it, and their parents might be like, oh, that sounds fun, let's try it. And I think that's cool how she does that.
Yeah.
And at first I thought a lot of the kids would get like bored at that station, but like all the kids love it at that bar. Like one girl in my group, she's like, oh, are we going to go with Beth today? I was like, oh, no, we're not going. She's like, this is the only reason I come, to talk about the snacks. So I was like,
yeah. And she was like, oh, like, what's your favorite fruit? And they love that. They'll just go crazy. And they'll
go
like,
talk about fruits for days, man.
No, my favorite one's banana. It's really cute.
Does doing this make you think about that you might want to be involved in education or social work or anything like that?
Actually, it has made me think about, like, if I want, like, a career working with kids.
Me
and
too.
I do really like it, but I also don't think that I could do it
for
all
so
the time.
Long. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
like,
nice
as
know.
My job. I do... Because, I don't know, it's...
It's fun, but for an extended amount of time.
Yeah.
And then it gets a little hard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the kids get more comfortable with you and stuff.
I mean, talking back at Camp Rainbow, like, they have different jobs and stuff, or when you're, like, an adult, you can work with kids all summer and help them go through classes and stuff like that. So I think, like, going through this has made me consider doing stuff like that, like, for, like, over the summer and stuff like that. I don't know if I'd be able to do it all year, but,
yeah.
I mean, it could be cool.
Yeah.
Does it make you rethink what it's like to be a teacher in a classroom?
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
So much.
I mean, I always knew that
it was hard for
kids
them.
Were difficult. I mean, I sat in my class and I was like, how are you even doing it? Like, I don't know. I couldn't. So, I mean, I've always respected teachers in, how much they can take, you know. But I feel like my respect for them has grown a little bit more, but it's always been like, oh my gosh, how do you do it? You
yeah.
Yeah. Like when I was younger, I would always talk to my friends so much, and now I'm looking at like all these other kids doing the same exact thing, and it makes me so angry about it. I'm like, why was I like this?
I know.
Yeah.
Why didn't I listen?
Has doing this made you realize why you did that as a little kid?
I think most of it was probably just like, some of it was probably just for attention.
Mm-hmm.
Or like
boredom.
Yeah.
Kind of boredom sometimes.
Sometimes if I'd be done with all my work, I'd just go and talk for forever, stuff like that.
Yeah. I think they have a really short attention span, so it's hard if they have, you know, a few seconds of just standing still. They'll immediately turn to their friend or whatever and start talking or messing around. So it's a little hard. But.
Yeah. Since I have the really young kids, I don't, like, I feel like I probably did hurt people's feelings, like they hurt people's feelings, and I was rowdy too, probably, because little kids are, you know, but I can understand why sometimes it's hard to listen and that you can get your feelings hurt even if you're hurting other people's feelings, like how we were talking to the kid who hurt another kid's feelings today, and he got upset because we were talking to him about it. And he, you know, it stinks to get in trouble. And I realized that, you know, I used to, like, hate getting in trouble too, and now having to get kids in trouble.
Yeah.
It's weird how you look at it from two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sometimes feeling like you're having to overcome kids that are having a hard time at home? You're having to overcome those difficulties that the young person has with their parents?
Yeah, I mean, part of it is since they're so little, they don't really know how to deal with, like, their feelings, really. So they just kind of act out in ways that if you don't really pay attention to it, then you just think they're just being a bad kid. But it's, you have to actually like look at what else is going on and mm-hmm. understand why they're doing that instead of that they just are doing that. And you have to like, you can't just make an assumption
yeah.
that they're a bad kid automatically. You have to understand why they're doing it.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I can see when parents like don't tell their kids that something is wrong, and so we have to tell them. And like that's kind of interesting because it reflects on how I was like brought up, and so I'm like, oh, I just expect everyone to teach their kids about it, but not everyone does. So it's kind of things that you have to teach them that you would think their parents would teach them, but they don't, you know.
It's kind of like in the portion of time you want to get as many good things inside their head as possible before mm-hmm. all the other bad stuff comes in.
Yeah.
And I feel like I never really realized this before, but your kid really is a reflection of you as a parent. Like, it yeah. is.
Yeah.
And how they behave and stuff.
So when you go home, do you think back about what happened during the day and kind of reflect on it, or you just kind of go off and live in another world and then come back the next day?
I usually reflect back and think of if there are problems, like how to work on them the next day, or if my friends come over, we'll like talk about like what happened in our different groups and stuff like that.
Yeah, I reflect like if I like I kind of just like go through the day in my head like, oh, I should have done more stuff in there. Like,
yeah.
I could have played that game when everyone else was waiting, like stuff like that, or I like should have thought of that when it was then, mm-hmm. sort of stuff like that, or like what I could do the next day to make the kids more quiet or make them stand in line better, stuff like that.
Yeah, I feel like I'm always learning how to do things a little bit better or how to improve, especially when I think about them later on.
If you were going to change something about this program, what would it be? Would it be more hours? Would it be fewer kids, more kids? Just anything you know that you think of that might improve this program.
I don't know. I mean,
part of it is also, you know, we don't have like all the money in the world to get like all these super cool things for them to play with and stuff like that. So maybe if we had like different supplies or something like that, it could. We could have more like a variety of things to do. I mean, it's not like it's like there's nothing to do, but like maybe it would be more stuff.
But like with what we have, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there are always the problems with the kids, but none of them you can really fix with the program. You kind of have to like, because some things the kids are just going to have to learn or do, you know, figure out. But.
Yeah, since we have the younger kids, I feel like they're always entertained by the most simple things, like, mm-hmm. you know, playing a game outside. They are super stoked about it when we say we're going to go to the playground and stuff, and they don't mind. But I feel like with the older kids, they do get bored a lot easier.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to, like, sometimes to keep them focused on, like, one game or something like that for a while. Sometimes they get a little bored or they all want to do different things, and then it's a little hard because you can't all have them doing different things in different places.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of cool ideas for games to play without, like, you don't need anything except for just, like, a bunch of kids to play it. But, you know, sometimes it would be easier, or not easier, but more fun if we had different supplies and stuff to do it with, maybe.
Talk about going to the pool and any other field trip kind of things you guys do.
Going to the pool is pretty much the only thing we do outside of Healthy Start, and we haven't done that yet. We were supposed to go tomorrow, and something happened at the Willits pool that I think they're having mechanical issues or something, so we are yet to have that experience of going to the pool. But I remember going to the pool when I was not a teen staff and when I was in the program, and I remember it being fun because it's outside of Laytonville and it's different and you don't go to the pool every day.
Yeah, it's also kind of scary because you're going like in the program, it's just like all these kids that are signed up, but at the pool there's so many other kids and people there that they could get like mixed up or lost, and that's kind of scary, and also it's bigger, and like a lot of my kids are really like, they're all over the place and really rowdy and stuff, so it's kind of stressful to like think about
containing them.
Yeah, keep them all in one place.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you add kids in water, sometimes it can get a little rough.
They're slippery.
Do you ever feel like you have to be a cop?
Kind of. Sometimes, like, you're just kind of like hovering over them, like 24/7, trying to make sure they don't do anything.
Once in a while, you kind of have to be really shook with some of the kids. Like, you really can't do that. But most of the time, like, if I just ask a kid or explain to them why they can't do it, usually apologize, or especially if you say, you know, I'm gonna take a star away, then they usually get in shape. But yeah,
I haven't felt like that in the beginning, but lately I feel like our kids are kind of being a lot more rowdy because they're getting more comfortable with us, and when we try and tell them to stop, they get like hurt very easily. Like this one kid, like, he was hitting. I said, like, you can't do that, or like, please don't do that. And he got upset and he ran away and sat under a table. And I had to go and say, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings, but you can't do that. And then he like forgot he was upset and started playing with bubbles. So it's kind of like, you know, you want to be like strict, but you also don't want your kids running away from you and sitting under a table. And then having to coax them back with, like, I don't know, bubbles or, you know. So it's hard to balance that out.
Yeah, it also depends on, like, the type of kid that you're dealing with. Like, some kids, like, if you turn around, then they're gone. But then there's other kids that could do, like, the same thing for hours and still be, like,
entertained.
Yeah, so it depends on which kind of kids you have.
So have you found yourself saying to any of the kids, well, when I was your age, I used to do that sort of thing, but now, you know, then I figured this, how the game works, and I don't do that anymore?
I've never been like, oh, when I was your age, yet.
I didn't say that. I don't think, like, in those exact words, but I think, like, one time when someone was doing something, I was like, oh, yeah, I used to do that, too, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Yeah, not really.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, I heard them talking about, like, some new video game or something, and I'm like, what are they talking about?
I finally felt old.
I know.
For a second,
like,
there.
They'll talk about all the, like, I don't know, new stuff on the internet and stuff, and I have no idea what they're talking about.
Do kids have their digital devices with them during the day?
No.
None of the kids in my group have a digital device.
We don't even have our phones on us throughout the day.
I think one of my kids has one because he keeps talking about how he wants to, like, plan it. We try and, like, give him, like, you know, well, instead of playing your phone, you could do this, or, like, but they're not allowed to have them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he hates a phone, but he, yeah.
I don't know if any of the kids in my group have a phone, but they've never really talked about playing on it or anything like that.
He's like, always just like, I just wish I was at home playing on my phone right now. And then once we, like, give him, like, oh, well, why don't we, or, like, watching TV or something, and then we're like, well, you could play this fun game outside, and they usually end up having a good time. But
one of the kids in my group has a fidget spinner that he brings, and it's the one who, like, sat under the table when I tried to tell him that he couldn't hit, and he, like, it's interesting because when we were in, like, a group, and I observed that, like, he doesn't really like to talk in front of other people. So we were trying to get him to say something, and he just kept playing with this fidget spinner, and he's like, I'm nervous. And so we skipped him. But, like, when the adults are trying to explain at the stations how to do a game, it is a little bit distracting because I can see that he's not distracted by the fidget spinner, but all the other kids are, like, hearing it, and they're looking at it spin around and around and around like it's the most interesting thing they've ever seen in the world, and they're, like, so absorbed by it, and the other kid's, like, not absorbed, the one who's actually playing with it, and he's, like, talking to the adult, but all the other kids like totally zone out watching it. So it's kind of hard because I want to be like, maybe we should put that away, but then, you know, I can't be like.
Other things they talk about and stuff is like they talk about video games and stuff they play that are like way too inappropriate for their age. Like they're so violent and stuff.
They play like Halo and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like I can't stop them from playing the video games at home because like that's kind of like their parents' job. But like I'd like try to make them like stop talking about it or like, oh, have you heard of this other cool like really mellow like Wii game or something like that, try to get them into that instead.
What's a Wii?
Do you play tennis?
And we just try to get them off that topic instead.
Yeah.
You guys play video games sometimes?
Sometimes.
I don't know what video game probably plays, like Mario Kart.
Is it mainly guys that play? Okay, would somebody describe what Halo is like? I've never played it, but I've only seen ads.
I mean, played it once. Like, my friend, who is a girl, is really into video games. So it's not, you know, always just guys, but she's really into video games, and I played it once with her. And she still plays games, like, on the internet and stuff on her Xbox with, like, people she's never even met, so. But I have, and it's pretty much just a game where I think you're an alien, and you're trying to kill other aliens, but pretty much it's about killing things, so.
Yeah, I play games on my phone sometimes, but unless I like go to my friend's house, we play Mario, but besides that,
I don't really play. I remember playing like Mario Kart and stuff, but I've never really been into like Xbox games, seriously.
Yeah, I never had like an Xbox or like a PlayStation.
I'd go out and buy like a $50 game just to play it.
Yeah. I know a lot of kids who like play on their computers and stuff, but yeah.
So what's your opinion of all these games? There's tons of them that, I mean, it almost seems like the majority of video games involve a gun or shooting something, killing something to win. So what do you guys think about that? Is that, what's going on with that?
I mean, I'm not super like against them, but I am against such young kids playing them.
Yeah,
like, of course. It'd be a lot better for a lot more regulated for younger people because they're getting a lot more like violent.
It really influences them to be like that, or like I've seen kids like do something and then they'll like, oh, that's from this video game, whatever. They'll be violent towards other kids from a video game, and it really influences them to do that kind of stuff.
Some parts of it, like I've read like studies and stuff saying like it helps with like certain things, like their coordination and things like that actually helps some video games, but. I mean, as long as it's not really young kids playing, I don't really mind.
And some of them are, like, to the point, like, I understand, like, some, like, violence, but, like, some of them are, like, so over-violent for, like, no reason, like, unnecessary, but.
Yeah, because I don't really have that much experience playing video games, I can't really say very much, but I do sometimes feel like they normalize killing people. For such young kids, I think it's about their age, like you guys were saying. Like, sure, when you're our age, like, what, like
15, 14, 15.
Yeah, you understand that killing people is wrong and you shouldn't do it.
Like, you can play it as a game and then, like, you can separate the video game from real life. Reality. But some of the little kids,
they think it's okay to do that normally because they don't really understand. Well, they don't have people tell them that it's not okay to do that.
Kill people or anything. But, like, hopefully not. But like, still, it's really
even just like little injuring people too, or a little bit of violence.
Yeah, it's like there's less stuff about being nice and more stuff about killing other things,
hurting people, and
Okay, well, as far as the skills go, developing skills, I mean, you could do that with a basketball shooting game or something, too. So, I mean, do you have any other feelings about the fact that so much of the video game stuff is about killing, destroying, you know, scary stuff? I mean, and the more popular games are ones that are really more scary, and isn't that a learning experience every time you do that?
I think it mostly gives them, like, a thrill or, like...
Yeah, like adrenaline. Yeah.
It's just why they do it, but I think...
I played, like, a SpongeBob game or something where you had to, like... When I was, like, 9, where you had to go through and find all the Krabby Patties and stuff, but it was like an actual video game, like with levels and stuff and like beating the boss. But I don't know, I feel like playing a SpongeBob video game isn't as harmful as playing Halo. I think
like most people play them because I think like they're like super exciting or whatever. But I think
it's entertaining.
Yeah, I feel like the people should, or like some of the younger kids especially, like, you know, find other ways to
entertain themselves
than practicing killing people.
That's why I feel like Healthy Start is good. Like the summer program is good because it gives kids like time outside, because I feel like a lot of younger kids don't spend as much time outside as I used to. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I used to play that a lot. And, like, I feel like a lot of the kids get playing time outside that they wouldn't if they were at home. And they would choose to play video games instead.
And by doing it here during the day, then maybe they'll develop a taste for it. And then when the program's over, they'll remember that they could go outside and play instead. Because, I mean, video games are a really addictive thing, and it's easy, and you're distracted. So, you know, you're not sitting there going, well, what should I do? Because you're in the middle of the game, right? That's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Laytonville Healthy Start Coalition's Drug-Free Communities Project is proud to support this month's Youth Speaks Out. Our Environmental Prevention Strategies in the Community, also known as EPIC, is a project funded by the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Through our organization and coalition, we are working towards reducing youth substance abuse through a variety of strategies in the Laytonville community. If you are interested in learning more about our efforts, please contact Laytonville Healthy Start at 707-984-8089 or email jayma@laytonville.org. That's jayma@laytonville.org. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through our website, www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of a show, and listen to many hours of previous programming in streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Youth Speaks Out is normally aired on the first Sunday of each month. Our next show will be in 5 weeks. That's August 6th at 3 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in August.